they're sort of intended to be considered secondary uses to principal agricultural activity. But I understand the issue and I understand the problem. I actually went through and hunted down all of the ag districts that are mapped, both A1 and A2. There are a few A1 properties that are actually county owned, including the county correctional facility and the county sheriff's department and a property across the street, which actually they are using as a farm area. Most of the A2 properties that would be subject to these kinds of restrictions or that would maybe benefit from any of this, the lots that are in there that are actually residential rather than agriculture are too small to utilize it anyway. They're all less than 3 acres with maybe one exception, and everything else is very large. So if you want to add the ag districts, I would think the A1 would be the one that you'd actually target, but you could include both. I don't know if there's utility in the A2 district itself.
Maybe I misunderstand, but could it be seen that be careful what you ask for, that by doing this, we might actually be limiting ag from what currently they have now?
We just have to be very careful about who's asking for what and be very careful about who's applying, because I don't want to see over-application of these. I don't want to see farmers coming in and trying to get a special use permit to put up a structure that they may be able to do by right as it is now.
Right.
So we have to be very careful about who's coming in and asking for it and what their intention is for the building itself, because we're intending these to be as accessory uses to accessory structures to residential uses, not buildings being used by a farmer or an agricultural operator for an agricultural operation, which is totally separate.
So if I have a house in an ag district, but I'm not actively farming, this would be beneficial. But if I have a running farm, this could really foul things up?
It would slow you down, potentially. I also want to point out that part of the reason why it's expensive in the ag district is because currently, because of the way ag is interpreted as a non-residential district, when they want to put a structure in that's large, it requires site plan approval, which is another issue. This is the first place I've ever been in where we'd actually require an agricultural operation to get a site plan approved for that kind of thing. In every other state I've ever been in, agricultural operations are generally exempted in some fashion from those kinds of requirements.
So I guess I'd direct the next question to the alderman, which is the greater evil.
I think one, it's not an active farm. It's got some small oats, but they have some small operation with the Arizona Ag on 112th Street, gross residence.
So let me rephrase. So that would be the preferred evil? So which would be the preferred evil? I guess let me say it that way. I think that's what you're trying to answer.
Well, the preferred pick would be they're not a large farm. It's a residential on its zoned ag that's they're looking to replace the dilapidated building, which would be fine with this 5,000 square feet. It doesn't need it anymore. It's not a large active farm, so they don't need a larger farm building. So I believe that falls under one, because it's not an active farm like Marvin's.
Well, what are they using it for?
Storage of cars and stuff.
Then I would suggest that we should add it just to let them be able to use the process that we're proposing here.
Okay.
My recommendation to whoever makes the motion is addition of a condition 5, which would be titled use, and the condition would be structures shall not be used for commercial or residential use. That would be my recommendation. That would be my recommendation to make your motion. By the way, did anybody get?
No.
The recommended motion sheet?
We have it.
Anyone else with questions or comments? Regular, just, I'll just ask you to read them.
You can.
Anyone else? Commissioner Haley.
I just wanted to share with commissioners and everybody.
Turn your mic back.
Just wanted to share with everybody in the room that I was involved in the crafting of this document. Several of the people in my neighborhood have asked for this. I've discussed it with the alderman, with the mayor. The mayor asked that I work with planning staff to do so. Regular, you were great, and we've come up with what I think is a good workable solution.
Okay.
Just one comment, Mayor. So
yes, sir.
If we add the R3 district, so staff recommend to add also the R3E district because they are really similar to each other. Yes.
Commissioner Haley's got a...
I have no problem with that, but if I'm not mistaken, R3E is all built up. That's Stonehedge neighborhood and all that. That's the only R3E, and Frank, I'm aware of, and they're completely built out.
Yeah, the only difference is the R3E requires larger lots. So for the R3, the minimum is 20,000. For the R3, yeah, the minimum is like 25,000. So.
Mr. City Engineer.
I'd like to make a motion.
Yeah, turn your mic on.
I'd like to make a motion. Motion to recommend approval of an ordinance to amend the Unifying Development Ordinance text to amend section 15-3.0702 to allow for accessory structures greater than 1,200 square feet in floor area subject to special use approval, and the addition of section 1D add R3 and R3E and add a condition 5, use structure shall not be used for commercial or residential use.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion of the motion. Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries.
Was it ag? I'm sorry.
Was it ag? Oh, I'm sorry.
Did I mention ag?
No, you didn't.
No.
Hmm. Okay. Is there.
Apologies.
Can I
make a motion? Revisit the motion?
We're going to have to reconsider. Is there a motion to reconsider?
So
I'll
moved.
Make that motion.
Second.
All those to reconsider the motion?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Mr. City Engineer.
Apologies. Let me read that again. A motion to recommend approval of an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance text to amend section 15-3.0702 to allow for accessory structures greater than 1,200 square feet in floor area subject to special use approval. And in the addition of section 1D, add the zoning districts ag, R3, and R3E, and add a condition 5, use structure shall not be used for commercial or residential use.
And the second is?
I'll second that.
On the motion, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries again. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
We'll give you a moment to get out. Okay, item D. D1 is Business Matters, Pleasant View Park, Neighborhood Park Concept Plan Update. And it does say we will be offering recommendations. So, Mr. Eddy.
Okay. The Pleasant View Park is located in the northeast quadrant of the city of Franklin, just east of Victory Creek Park, and is roughly 24 acres in size, which is denoted by the orange barrier of the border. The total parkland area in combination with the trails is more than 90 acres, not including the neighboring Pleasant View School. The comprehensive outdoor recreation plan was described the property in 2011 as undeveloped. document recommended several of the amenities in the proposed site plan under consideration. On January 21st, 2014, the Common Council directed the Engineering Department to produce a site plan for Pleasant View, which was then adopted and funded later that spring. The current building property includes a baseball diamond, a playground, two tennis courts, and a year-round pavilion was completed earlier this year. In July 2019, Parks Commission recommended that efforts be made to complete the park and proposed amenities. Council directed the Director of Administration to work with the Alderman of the District 3 to prepare a contract scope of services. Council authorized that contract with Grafe on January 21st of this year. The resulting conceptual site plan you're reviewing tonight is attached as Exhibit A. Two versions are provided at different scales, one at 80 scale and the other one at 40 scale. Conceptual plan is intended to establish the desired amenities in order to request funding for the project. Now, this has gone through a bit of public input. The original intent was to hold a public meeting hosted by the Alderwoman Wilhelm. However, that was canceled earlier due to the Safer at Home order. So Grafe prepared a survey which was distributed online and mailed to 153 residents in the neighborhood immediately surrounding the park. A summary of those is shown here. We mailed out 153 and received 248 online responses and 42 paper responses. The end result was on the screen overhead. We had a rank element of the types of amenities that we wanted to include, including picnic tables, unpaved walking trails, benches, trees, plantings, large multi-use space, baseball field, basketball courts, pickleball, volleyball, bike racks, sledding, cross-country running trail, and outdoor interpretive signs. In addition, the mayor provided comments, including the request to have an ice skating rink of some kind at the location. This is actually shown on the proposed plan, as I mentioned, and the map. In addition, the Parks Commission met with the consultant once in March and then more recently in August to go over the mapping and to finalize what would be the recommendation. They were presented with two alternatives, one which eliminated one or both of the tennis courts and replaced them with pickleball, and one that removed just one of them. And the Parks Commission decided against removing the tennis courts. However, they did decide that they didn't need a basketball court or sledding hill, and did include the pickleball. And so the concept that you are reviewing tonight, this is the overall context of the property. And then there's the overall map, which you have includes the existing ball diamond along with a multi-use area and the play area and two tennis courts and the pavilion. And in addition, adds eight pickleball courts, a sand volleyball area, picnic tables and areas, an additional trail connection to what's going to be a future development site immediately west or northwest of the site, and additional parking to accommodate what is included in the staff report. With that, we are turning it over to the Plan Commission to review. We did note that there were several comments that were submitted and are also included with your staff report.
Great, because I was going to ask you, which one is which? So for future, for the Plan Commission, because I am your boss, don't give us 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 drawings with the same numbers on them unless somebody takes a crayon and says 1, 2, 3 and then tells us what they are. So good. Okay. I'm good. It's a lot of pickleball. I think the pickleball folks over pickleball, because I drive past the courts here and it's only in the evening on Tuesdays and Wednesdays that they're really busy, but you know what, that's fine. I would not have been a fan of tearing out the tennis courts. That would not have been a wise thing to do, Do you agree? Kristen, right? That would not have been a smart thing to do. So I'm good with this. My only comment, let me give you a question. What are interpretive signs? What does that mean?
I would...
Alderman Wilhelm?
That would be like, well, this is a prairie, this is, you know, what's in the features of the site, this interpretations of what's around.
Why wouldn't we want those? Okay. Okay. My only thing with my idea, which is the ice rink, is it would be better to have that closer to the pavilion. But that's, not a big deal. So, good. That's my comment. Anybody?
You can go first.
Commissioner Haley.
Thank you. Looks pretty good in general. I have some concerns. I've got some expertise in this area. I've been designing parks for over 35 years. What they've done here, I think, is pretty decent in terms of what they're doing. But we're asking for trouble. I look at the surveys, and basically you got a 50-50 shot for pickleball. I'm not against pickleball. It's an up-and-coming thing, and I think it has an appropriate location. The comment I would make is 7 or 8 pickleball courts is driving the design rather than the function and the things that should be. It's forcing things to be in the wrong places. It's overkill. This is a neighborhood park. A couple of them be great. If they want to have tournament facilities, the city should be looking at acquiring additional lands, building that tournament facility. That makes sense. To take it and jam it in to a neighborhood park, and jam 8 of them in, screws with the grading, screws with the access. We want fencing that has windscreens on it, all the things that are going to obstruct the views. It's just jamming too much in this little park. This little park doesn't want to be a regional park. It wants to be a neighborhood park. That's what our corp plan says. That's what we should be building. So I'm fine with all these elements. I have concern, I guess, for council members, because when I look at the results of the survey,